Today is Easter. We celebrate the God's raised from the dead. And be honest with you, I prepared two messages for the teenager class. But last Sunday, Pastor asked me to talk to you, married couple. So I tried to get the message ready. And I think today I depend on the Holy Spirit. And so today I'm going to talk to you about the family relationship, especially the relationship between husband and wife. First, let's turn to the Luke chapter 10. Let's read three verses. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 40. So Matthew, can you read for us? 38 to 40.
Sure. Now it came to pass as they went, they entered into a certain village. It's 10, right?
Yes.
A certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bitter therefore that she helped me. And Jesus answered.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good. Thank you. So from these three verses, we can see this family, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, and invite Jesus come to have for a meal. And Martha was busy with cooking, serving, but Mary was just sitting at the feet of Jesus. So Martha was not very happy about it. And so she complained to Jesus that do something about this, because I was busy and she was sitting there. I think in her heart, she tried to say it's not fair. She needs to come to help me. And so my question to you this morning is that, who do you think did right? Who did wrong between these two sisters? So if you think Martha did right, raise your hand. Who think Martha did right? Okay, that's my feeling too. Long time when I studied this passage, I think Martha did right. Who think Mary did right? Raise your hand. Okay, why you think so? Because of Jesus' answer, or because you think so? Okay.
Because look, if you would have asked me, maybe people asked me, if I never heard the story before, maybe I would think that Martha was the one who was right, but because I kind of know how it ends.
Good. That's why I purposely skipped the verse 41. And if you didn't know the Jesus answer, who do you think you do?
Probably Martha.
Okay.
It makes sense that she's overwhelmed with work and it's somewhere.
Okay, I think this kind of similar situation happens in every family, in my family too. I'm the kind of person who like to invite friends to my home, but my wife, because her past experience and because she grew in a family which is isolated, she is more private person. She doesn't like to invite friends. But when we have friends over, she is the person to cook, serving, busy with serving. I was married to sit down, enjoy the talk, and I don't know if she complained too. I don't know. I never asked. But anyway, we can see in this short story, the Martha and Mary they were different, and they thought differently, they acted differently, and because that, there was a tension. There was some bad feelings between them. So their family, every family has issue too. And so far I haven't met a single family who doesn't have any issue. And my family has many issues too. And also in my family, me and my wife are different. We think differently, we act differently. And so if we use our own standard to measure other person, then there will be problem. For example, I like to take my whole family to go on vacation. I like to not to stay home, to go to other place to enjoy the vacation and build the family bond. But my wife, she doesn't like travel. She wants to stay at home. So last month when I got this opportunity to go to Hawaii, I talked to my wife many times. She didn't want to go. So I waited and I talked to her again. Because of delay, it cost me extra few hundred dollars. But what can you do? The people are different, right? And also, as mentioned, I like to invite people to come to my home. I'd like to enjoy the have a meal or maybe have a game to with friends. But my wife, she's more private person. She just wants to spend time with me and with my kids. So we have to, how to say, to bear with each other, to have understanding, to meet in a middle point maybe. And even kids, our children are different. We have five children. The five kids are different. The same father, same mother. And they are different. And some kids, they want to go to bed early and get up very early. Some that went to bed after midnight, like my daughter. She was younger, but she's not tired before 11 or before 12 sometime. And she got up very late. She got up like 10 or 11. So in our family, we have rule. So if you didn't come downstairs for breakfast, if we've already finished breakfast, you don't have a chance to eat. But because she is different person, so sometimes she come down late, I still let her to eat, and which caused the other kids to complain. And so one of my kids, he is a strong will, and doesn't matter how many spank you spank him, he will not give up or say he's sorry. But another kid is very super sensitive, and I haven't used spank, he already cried. So I think it's so different, and I don't know. So we have to treat them differently, right? And also the kids, even they are different, they want the parents to treat them equally, the same, right? Yeah, I travel a lot. Sometimes I got some candies or chocolate, and went home, I will give one of the kids. And I don't know how it get around. The kids show off or something. The other kids quickly learn that kid got the chocolate. Then they come to complain to me, why did you give to him or her a chocolate, and why you didn't give to me? And so they will complain. And sometimes if I ask one kid to do something, he said, why you always call me? Why you didn't call Jeremy to do that? So not only the kids act like that, we act that too. We are sinners. We always use our own standard to measure others. I'm busy here. Why you are not working? So do you guys have a similar experience at your home? Okay. I think the tension of family issues occur when you try to change others, change your spouse, change your husband, or change your wife. And I have, during the first few years of my marriage, I tried to change my wife, but it didn't work out, and it has a lot of issues. And so I think the issue is not the, it's not what concerns us. The family tensions is just like garbage in the home. Every home where the people lives will produce garbage, right? And garbage is not an issue. If you get rid of garbage quickly, no problem. But if the garbage accumulate over time, it can produce issues. It can generate a bad smell. And similarly, the issues in family is not a problem. But if we accumulate, if you accumulate in your heart, then that can generate, that can create issues. Okay, let's study what Bible says about this. The whole, we are different, and sometimes we try to change others. Let's study some verses to see what Bible teaches us. Okay, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Read 18 to 23. So Paula, can you read for us? Do you have Bible? Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have Bible. Okay. Yes. Chapter 12, verse 18 to 23. Thank you. Yeah, this verse was written by Paul, and we know this. He is talking about spiritual family, like church. But the same principle we can use to our own family, okay, to our physical family. Let me explain. First, according to verse 18. But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. So we need to understand from this verse, we need to learn one principle. It is God who put us into the same family. It's God who put my wife and I into the same family. Although she is very different from me, but it's God who put us into this family. So we need to celebrate our differences. We need to accept our family members as they are, not try to change them. We cannot change them. Only God can change them. So, and especially as a husband and wife, we should never even mention the divorce word. And many young people, especially, I don't know about here, but in China, they after they get married, They don't know how to handle the emotional issues, the tension. When they fight, they immediately want to divorce. And that's very sad. And based on the Bible, we are all different. There will be issues. And so if we understand it is God who put us into the same family, then we will never think about the divorce as one option. Like Matthew said, what therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So that led us to obey God, never think about how the divorce as an option. So another principle I learned from this passage is that we are all different, and it is God who made us that way. So in verse 21 it says, and the eyes cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Now again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Although we are different, like my wife and I are different, but we need each other. God put us into this family. I cannot say to her, I don't need you. Move out. I cannot say that. It's God who put us into this same family. And also, God put the man and the woman into same family, and also God asked husband and wife to have different responsibilities. God wants the man to be a spiritual leader, the family provider, protector. And so like in my family, I'm the person who go out to have job, to earn money, to support family. But I need my wife, right? And I need her to take care of home, to raise up my kids, to teach them. I cannot teach my kids. My wife is much more patient person than I am. I cannot teach Noah. See, the kids are very different. My first son, he learned how to read on his own before age 4. But Noah, he couldn't read it after he turned 6. And my wife teach him the same thing again and again and again. He still couldn't get it. And if it were me, I will spank him, yell at him, and that would destroy his spirit. Okay? But my wife, she is much more patient. She tried many different ways. Finally, Noah got it when he is a little bit older. So we need each other, and although we are different, we need one another. Also, another question I want to ask the man here. So if your wife has any questions about Bible or about anything, who should he ask? Yes. Yes. And that's in 1 Corinthians 14, 34 to 35. The God teach us, if the wife has any questions about anything, she should go home to ask husband. So before I become a Christian, I didn't know this principle. So every time my wife asks me something, I either ignore her or ask her to go ask someone else. But Bible teaches us the husband need to be prepared to answer your wife's question. So another day, I taught the teenager class. I asked the young people to have vision, especially young men need to have vision. Because you need to be a spiritual leader, you need to be prepared to ask your wife's questions. If you are not prepared, you are in trouble. Okay. Another principle, I think we kind of talk about this. We are different, but we do need each other. So, like a man here, I like a car too. I like to drive fast, and. So I forgot which city. The people told me in here do not add 10 miles. You can only add like less than 5 miles because police is here everywhere. But that drives me crazy. So big, I have to use the cruise control, otherwise I can easily go over. So our family members is just like car. The car needs to have a gas pedal and a brake, right? And so the car needs both. The gas pedal, I like to drive fast. I cannot say, hey, I don't need you, brake, go away. I want to change you. I want to change you into a gas pedal, right? What will happen if a car don't have a brake, has two gas pedals? Yes, it will get into an accident sooner or later because when you see a red light, try to push the brake. Brake is not there. It's gas pedal. What happened if my wife try to change me? Say, I do not like what you act or how you think. I want you to change you into a brake. I want you to drive very slow. And what will happen if the car has two brakes, no gas pedal? Won't move. Yes. And so that's why we shouldn't try to change each other, and we should accept what they are. And one thing I noticed in this church, after we come here, and after we have been attend this church for a while, I noticed our pastor and his wife are very different person. I don't know, did you notice? Pastor is very quiet, and he can talk to you, but he tried to stay away, and as you talk to him, he sometimes he just asks you how are you, but the The pastor's wife, Jennifer, is always talking to somebody. She is more sociable. She likes to talk to people. She can talk to anybody. Old one, young one, little one, or man or the lady, anybody. And I think the people feel like welcomed or cared for. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I think the we need both pastor and the Mrs. Jennifer, because pastor is quiet person, so he can sit down to study his the scripture very well, and he can teach us the Bible. But also we need his wife. If both are quiet person, then after the service they're hiding somewhere, then this church doesn't feel like a home. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So so they are very different, but we need both of them. And God teach us that we, as eye or as hand of the same family, same body, we should appreciate the strength of another part, another family member. We should appreciate the strength of another member. So one more principle we learn from these verses. Let's see. The verse 22 and 23. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. Don't know. Did I pronounce right? Okay. So one principle God taught us here is that God wants us to pay more attention to the weak family members. So if we think some family members are weak, either spiritually or physically, we need to take a better care of them. We need to pay more attention, give them more honor, more respect. But that's not what we, as a sinful man, think. We always try to compare. We always try to win, right? And so, God teaches us we should focus on the weakness. We should not focus on the weakness of family members. We should appreciate, look at the strengths of our family members. Like, just like the car, the gas pedal should not complain about the function played by the brake, right? And because both the play very critical functions in the car. Yes, just like one of my kids, he always complain about my daughter come down late. I told him that your sister is young because she is still growing, and especially the girl needs the beauty sleep. Let her to sleep, and I don't want to wake her up. During the night when they go to sleep, my daughter stay up and she study, she read books. So I think similar like God, and God knows everything, right? He knows what's going on. So God didn't ask put us as a judge. We should not judge other people because we don't know the whole situation. And I didn't know that when I first have a job. Sometimes I didn't complain to my boss directly, but in my heart I always complain. I said, why is that guy never work as hard as I am? And he still get the pay, same pay or even high pay. We didn't know the situation. We didn't know what's going on there, right? Maybe the boss give him some different assignment. I don't know what kind of different assignment. in the same family, in the same organization, I think we should value others more than we ourselves. Just like the Bible teaches us in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let's turn there. So, Matthew, can you read that?
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3?
Yes.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is the principle we learned from this verse. That means we need always look others, treat others better than ourselves. And if we can use this principle at home, I think many family tensions or issues will go away. Okay. Also in Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 3, let's turn there. Romans 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Yeah, this verse reminds me I'm a sinner too. So whenever my wife or my kids offended me, I need to always think that I'm a sinner too. God has already forgive my sin. So we need to pass over the transgressions of our family members. And if you can do that, I think your family life can be greatly improved. Okay, let me ask the same question again. In the story of Martha and Mary, who did right? Which one did right? Mary? Yeah. Yes, that's right answer. Let's study this one more verse. Now I'm going to close today's message. Turn to John 12, chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. John 12. Verse 2 and 3. So, Paula, do you have Bible? Can you read to us? I'm sorry. John 12, verse 2 to 3. And okay, so this similar scene happened here. The Martha and Lazarus and Mary, I don't know, they invite Jesus to their home or went to other people's home. But Martha was busy, was cooking, was serving, and Lazarus, her young brother, just sit there. And her sister even did some things, even stranger, right? And married lady has shows so much affection to a married man in a public. And so don't read Jesus' answer yet, okay? Just think about this in our sinful mind. So if you were Martha, should you complain more, right? Hey, my sister and my brother didn't do anything. They didn't help me. And my sister even did something unheard of, right? But Martha didn't complain. This is what was after the story in the Luke. Also after the Lazarus already come back to life. And my guess is Martha must have listened to many teachings from Jesus. So she start to understand who Jesus is. And also Jesus teaching about the family relationship. So she start to understand. Just like the four principles we learned. It is God who put us into the same family. Although we are different, but we need each other. And especially the weak family member, we should pay more attention. We should give more honor. Okay, let's close with one more passage. Now I'll give you a chance to ask questions or make comments. Let's turn to Ephesians 5:21-33. It's long passages. So Matthew, can you help us to read through?
21-33,
yes.
Sure.
Chapter 5:21-33.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband.
Thank you. This passage is one key passage about the family relationship, especially between the husband and wife. And because God compared his relationship with the church with our marriage. So it's very important we have a godly and happy marriage. And so do not, if you are a gas pedal, do not change your spouse into gas pedal too, because your car will crash. If you are the brake of your car, don't change your spouse into brake, because otherwise you cannot go anywhere, right? And based on my 23 years of marriage, one thing I learned, you will never be able to change a person. The only thing you can change is you change yourself. So one movie I recommend you to watch is called The War Room, and that's how you will cause another person to change if you want him to him or her to change. That's the way to fight the war. Okay. Thank you. Any questions? We still have 5 minutes. So any questions? You.